This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka. At least six children were injured when an SUV plowed through a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee. They are listed in critical condition. Dr. Amy Drendel is the medical director of the Children's Wisconsin Emergency Department and Trauma Center.
18 kids were brought to our Children's Emergency Department, ranging from ages 3 to 16 years of age, which include three sets of siblings. Injuries ranged from facial abrasions to broken bones to serious head injuries. Six of these patients were sent to the operating room last night, and two additional patients are undergoing surgeries today.
Waukesha police say that all told, at least five people were killed and more than 40 hurt in the tragedy on Sunday. One person has been taken into custody, and a law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press that investigators are looking into whether the driver was fleeing a crime involving a knife at the time. Those injured suffered serious head injuries, broken bones, and scrapes on their faces.
How's it feel to be through
here? It feels great.
That is the voice of Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former.
We are a country of laws without justice. My release today in no way negates the actions that I took at the direction of and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump. But it also does not negate the behavior of the Justice Department, Bill Barr, the Southern District of New York prosecutors, Judge William H. Cawley III, or Donald himself.
Mr. Cohen was serving a three-year sentence after pleading guilty to campaign finance charges and lying to Congress, among other crimes. This is VOA News. A legislative investigation released Monday found overwhelming evidence that former Governor Andrew Cuomo engaged in sexual harassment and ordered state workers to help produce his book during work hours. The report also found that Cuomo's executive chamber substantially revised a state report to exclude deaths of nursing home residents at hospitals to boost Cuomo's reputation. In March, the Assembly Judiciary Committee hired a Manhattan law firm to investigate whether there were grounds to impeach Cuomo. Mr. Cuomo, a Democrat, resigned in August to avoid a likely impeachment trial in the wake of another investigation that found he sexually harassed at least 11 women. Police sources in say Belarus does not want confrontation with Poland, but wants the European Union to take in 2,000 migrants stranded on its border, according to President Alexander Lukashenko today. The EU accuses Belarus of flying in thousands of people from the Middle East and pushing them to cross into the EU via via Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia in response to European sanctions. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki warned on Sunday that the migrant crisis on the Belarus border may be a prelude to something much worse. China's foreign ministry on Monday said Lithuania had gone against its own best interests by allowing Taiwan, the island democracy claimed by Beijing as part of its territory, to open a representative office. The ministry spokeswoman Zhao Lijian said it is apparent that Lithuania was instigated by certain big powers to get where it is today, but the decision was made at the expense of Lithuania's own interests. China and Taiwan split amidst civil war in 1949, and Beijing threatens to use force to bring the island under control. A one-time confidant to Benjamin Netanyahu began testifying against him today in the former Israeli prime minister's corruption trial in Jerusalem. Nir Hefetz, a former spokesman for Netanyahu, is a key prosecution witness expected to deliver critical testimony in the trial, which revolves around accusations that Netanyahu committed fraud, breach of trust, and accepted bribes. The former premier, now opposition leader, denies any wrongdoing. Sudan's deposed prime minister signed a deal with the military on Sunday that will see him reinstated almost a month after a military coup put him under house arrest. A key pro-democracy group that has mobilized dozens of protests had dismissed the deal as a form of betrayal. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.